Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, man? PSA Radio, my bro Dre. Three Letterman, we're here, man. What's going on?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. You can hear me, fam?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
We're here, man. We got special guest coming on right now.
Yeah, he should be on right now. He's calling up right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. What's good, bro?
Man, got some battles being announced. We got the beef going on in music. We got to talk about that today, too. It's going to be a biggie, man. It's going to be crazy. We got John John putting on the close range event.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
Have they labeled the matches yet for that or not?
I don't think all of them yet. Not yet. When they do, we'll do our breakdown.
Okay, bet. All right, I'm going to
talk to Loso coming up.
Yeah, I'm talking to call right now.
DNA.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I was good, my G. That's cool with me. So, I had this cat
yes,
on for a while in college from OBH. You know what I mean?
Cool, cool, cool. I got to look up on this guy. Let's see.
Yeah, I've been looking, talking to this cat. Cool dude and shit for a while and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yo, DNA and Loso, the AKA the PG Killer. Loso, you my guy, my nigga, but... Whew. I would say this, though. This not going to be no walk in the park for DNA. Fuck, though. I'm going to say that right now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But DNA has, you know, has showed us what time it is. You know what I mean? Oh, he said he called,
though. Yeah, 813?
Oh, he's on right now, he said. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, let's get him on, man. Let's get this dude on. Battling DNA November 5th at the Bullpen's Close Range event. Let's get him on, man. Loso, what's good, man?
What's good, man? What's good?
Loso, what up, fam?
Man, what's up, man? What's up? What's all this I'm hearing that y'all doubt with me?
No, my nigga. Here's the thing, Los. I got to look at it this way. This man, DNA, calls himself a.k.a. the PG Killer. Now,
Killer.
Have some PGs handled their business against DNA? I thought Chess did a good job. Prez Mafia tried. Yo, we see what happened to Ill Will. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. That's why I said to Timbo, this would not be a walk in the park for no Loso, because Loso gets busy. Do you give a fuck about that PG Killer shit, or you ain't even trying to hear that shit, Los?
I'm not trying to hear a thing, bro. Man, this is how I kind of look at it, man. Like, so what somebody told me was like, you got to understand. And this is what John John told me. John John said, you got to understand something about him. He sees PGs. He sees, like, new dudes almost like a clean slate. Like, I could say anything to them, and it's going to be new. But with DNA, the dude done had 100 battles. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can I bring out that's going to be something new that the fans have not heard against DNA? My thing is,
yeah.
I feel like no one is going to be able to talk to this man the way – and my thing is, like, I'm different from, like, B-Dot or Jonah or all these other conscious like dudes like I'm punching as I'm talking like I'm,
yeah.
Like it's almost like you get like and I ain't even trying to toot my own horn but like I really want to like tell people like my mindset when I'm constructing rounds like I'm almost coming from like a maybe you could kind of say like a Jonah B-Dot approach but with like a Rum Nitty setup you know what I'm saying like it's like bang 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 and
yeah.
And I just feel like although he freestyle, like, everybody's like, bro, what you going to do when he freestyles? What you going to do when he rebuttals? My thing is, like, but this is the thing, though. When he does that, it's against dudes that it'll be easy to rebuttal against. You got to think about it. On the spot, he probably has, like, about 10 or 12 random gun lines that he probably has in his repertoire. But when you're going against a dude mm-hmm. who's not talking about that stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be irrelevant. So you're really going to have to freestyle now some content. Like, you're going to have to freestyle and rebuttal some deep content. And I just feel like in that aspect, the favor swings in my way. Now, granted, don't get me wrong. What I'm not doing, I'm not sleeping on the dude. I already got confirmation that DNA's already started writing. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy because, you know, he got that Every Bar Counts card that he's on, you know what I'm saying, coming out in a couple weeks. So, like, that just shows me, though, his respect and, like, his understanding of what this battle is over here in bullpen in Atlanta. Because, like, that's, like when I go over there, like, they love me over there. So I know he knows when he's on stage with me, like, it's gonna be rocking. But, yeah, man, I'm not trying to hit a PG killer thing at all.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit, man.
Well, have you started writing yet or not?
Yeah, man. I already started. Like, you got to think about it. So I had got hit up for the card, I want to say, maybe about a month ago. But it wasn't DNA. So originally, I had JC lined up. That was the original battle. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be Loso versus JC. But there was just some complicated, like, I think JC had some things lined up with certain people. So the date wasn't a good date for him. And then John called me up and was like, yo, I'm gonna throw something at you. You let me know if you're ready. And so I said, all right. And he said, what about DNA? Now, the consensus I keep getting from a lot of people, like even like on Unbiased Review or something like that, like they always feel like they see too much of DNA. And so a lot of people wasn't really like, I guess, surprised, or not so much surprised, but wasn't excited because he was on the card against me. But when it was against like Loso, like this new dude who hasn't had a PG, but he's buzzing, he's John's new dude, bullpen, killing. So now he's going against DNA, it brings another dynamic to it. So now this thing, I told John, I said, man, let's do it. I didn't even hesitate. A week later, I guess JC had JC was able to do it. And so I had to go ahead and juggle my options. And so in my head, I just felt no guarantee. I felt JC and Loso would have been the better battle. Like if you just pulling out like
back
wordplay
and forth
or you know what I'm saying? Like even style wise, like JC and Loso would have been the better battle. But Loso and DNA would have been the bigger, at least for me, it would have been the bigger battle to take. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like if I could go in and convince, so I'm not even trying to make no debatable. That's not on the agenda. If I could go in and convincingly beat the dude who people believe that he just kills all these new dudes, like,
right.
I think that'll just, I mean, like, there's just no, like, in this year, you would have to, even though I haven't stepped foot on a URL stage, like, you would have to say, like, yo, this dude Loso is in the rookie of the year running. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even sure if somebody puts that poll up or nothing like that. But, like, for me to have a battle of the year with XL, if I was to beat DNA, and then my battle before that against Barry Bands, like, for me not to have, like, a high-profile battle rap name, like, that to be at, like, 25,000, and it got displayed on Lifetime. For me to get hit up by Jermaine Dupri has commented on my stuff. Fabulous was telling John about it. Like for this, for me to get notoriety like that in a year, and if I could go ahead and if I could convincingly beat the quote-unquote PG killer, you've got to put my name. So you got to think, like, I'm coming all, like, it's nothing that I'm holding back. This is going to be the best Loso you're going to see.
Outside of this battle, even coming up, were you a DNA fan?
Not really. I mean, there was, like, for instance, I was an athlete. And this is the thing, it's not so much, but I would say this, though. Is DNA a legend? Yes, he is a legend. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what I think that he doesn't do well, like, he's a legend. Like, the dude is, he has some of the most memorable moments and probably one of the most memorable, you know, slogans or go-to lines, right? So my thing is, like, his imprint on the game, like, you can't question that. If you just ask me as far as what, like a fan, like, am I, like, anticipating a DNA battle? Not necessarily, But but I mean, I do appreciate everything, and I do watch him. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was at the night I battled XL. He battled Chef Trez,
right?
And he was Wigan.
That
he
third round,
Wigan.
That third round was hard though, Loso.
Yeah, and I assumed, and I honestly, I thought Chef Trez was gonna walk all over him because I knew Chef Trez was. We were sparring every day, and I knew Chef Trez was coming with a hundred, like an A plus game.
Yeah.
I didn't know what DNA was coming with. I had no clue what DNA was coming. I didn't even know if he was taking it serious. He had battle after battle.
You watch this culture, my nigga. To say that he thought he's going to get washed, though, that's kind of hard to watch DNA, though, the W word.
You're right. The only, but this, you got to understand something. In Atlanta, beating Chef Trez in Atlanta is like beating Head Ice in Harlem. Like it's like people don't really know it because he doesn't have a high-profile URL battle. But Chef Trez in Atlanta, like, when he walks in there, like, they love the dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if Chef Trez were to get beat, you really, like, his fans, like, they really – so not only is that, but the dude is nice. And Chef Trez can freestyle, and he can rebut. So I was thinking – the only reason – it wasn't wise because I felt like side-by-side on paper, Chef Trez was just, like, 10 times better than him. I was just saying wise only because I didn't know – and it was my mistake, and I even told her, but I said, dang, bro, DNA can't. And honestly, if you ask me, I believe DNA beat Chef Trez. I think DNA beat Chef Trez 2-1.
But, I got it like that, too.
It was, a close battle, but it wasn't no disrespect to DNA. It was just I didn't think that he was taking that battle as serious. But then again, it almost seems like it doesn't matter who's in front of him. Like, he's going to go ahead and rap, you know what I'm saying? So,
you know what? You said something that was interesting. You had said that you're not trying to make it debatable. And Timbo and I have talked to a lot of cats who might get a chance to get a crack at a veteran. And the first thing they always say is, well, you know, I win if I make it debatable with such and such because they're the favorite and they're supposed to win. So for you to say, you know what, I'm not going into this shit trying to make this shit debatable, bro. I'm trying to, like, go in and catch a W.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of like that approach and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't. I cannot think like that. Like, for me, I just feel like, I look at this like boxing, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't go in there and just think that you're going to box with Floyd Mayweather for 12 rounds and the judges are going to give you the decision, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really go in there and knock dude out because he's the champ, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's the champ. It's going to be hard to go ahead and do something that he hasn't seen before. So my thing is, like, if I go in there and I'm just expecting, all right, as long as I just get my rounds off, or as long as I could just go ahead and do this or do that, like, nah, like, I'm really right. Every round has to be a winning round for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot take any round, and I don't take any rounds off. Like, I really like spread it out, but at the same time, like, every round is packed with something. Like, I almost write this like a paper, like if I'm writing an essay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm outlining. I already know the topic for round one. I already know the topic for round two or the topic for round three. Then when I get to that specific topic, I have sub points that I'm hitting at. Then I'm putting metaphors. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking. I got my slogan. I got all these different things that I'm putting into this so that I go ahead and put together a three-round masterpiece. And that then, when you watch the battle, you'd be like, dang, like, Loso was, like, structured. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was really, like, aiming for DNA. I can't use these rounds if I battle Jonah. I can't use these rounds if I battle JC. I can't use these rounds if I battle Nitty. Like, these are for DNA, and everybody's going to know that. You know what I'm saying? So I got to think like that, man.
I wanted to ask you this. We're seeing a lot going on with bullpen. Is this, like, one of the hottest leagues out right now, do you feel? I mean, we fuck with John Heavy up here. He's a friend of the show. And as far as business-wise and what he's done, it's crazy.
Yeah. Business, I mean, like, the way he's handling it, like, behind the scenes, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm not sweating anything. Like, I've been contacted. I told you, I've been contacted to do a Midwest PG, a regular PG in New York. But, like, I'm comfortable, and I don't feel like I'm losing any leverage by not doing that. But at the same time, yeah, man, I do think as far as, like, the league, you got to put, like, it's in the conversation for the third best league. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, URL is no one's touching that. Then you got Kingdom's Dot, just his professionalism and his ability to stay relevant, you know what I'm saying, even in the midst of the URL era. Like, you got to put those two. But after that, like, I mean, you're going to have to throw in, like, what, the RBEs,
RBE.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guerrilla Warfare.
Like
all these other leagues, but this don't. And I'm not sure if we really consider Don't Flop. I don't know what we consider Don't Flop because I know it's more international than anything. But as far as like the league in the U.S. is really like putting out quality battles. The reason why I will catapult Bullpen to the third spot is John John's ability to breed talent and have something that no other league has. You know what I'm saying? Like my thing is like you can't go to, and this is what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that. Other leagues haven't already tried it because I think RBE, you know, they got a roster, you know what I'm saying? But as far as like starting from the ground up, like, yo, we doing tryouts, and these tryouts are going to be dudes that have never like the majority have never battled before. So, like, no one knew. Like if you watch, John John had an interview on BattleRap.com like a year ago. No, actually, I'm sorry. Earlier this year in March, he had an interview with Matt, and this is after the tryouts that I tried out for. And he said, I threw a free event. I spent a lot of money on this event by even booking the place, you know, drinks, bringing people out just to host it and stuff like that. It was a tryout event. He says, I didn't gain $1. They didn't charge at the door. It was a free event. But he said, like, I gained from the winner. And this is before anybody knew. All I did was win the tryout. He said, there's this kid named Loso. And man, no one's like him. This is what I wanted. Like, he could, and you got to think about it. There was Spit That Heat battlers all throughout that event. Dudes who had about 15 or 20 battles under their belt. But if one of them would have won and would have been like the face for this new wave for John John, like breeding talent, it would have been dope if they were great, 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 but it wouldn't have been as exciting as like, man, why haven't we heard of this dude? So now that he gets Loso and now he's doing that with everybody else and like he's on the phone with us constantly, you know what I'm saying? So like the behind the scenes stuff I think makes the league overall so potent and so new. So I gotta put Bullpen third.
That's dope. Yeah.
Is it more like because and also John John being a battle rapper and conducting his own league, do you think it's easy for him to try to get, I don't want to use the word convince, but to holler at a DNA, holler at a Cortez, holler at a Shine, Sharon and these cats and be like, bro, you know, give some of my young pups over here, you know, a shot and shit. You think it's easy for him to do that because he's a battle rapper?
I think, that definitely plays a part. But he also, I mean, at the same time, when he's on the phone with these dudes, he builds. He's not just, it's primarily for his young dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the DNA Loso matchup is primarily for Loso. But at the same time, though, he dresses it up in such a way that the vet, obviously, they're going to get compensated, but at the same time, like, for the vet, they're looking at the situation. They like, man, why wouldn't I do this? So, for, like, XL, you know, XL's taking battles everywhere, and obviously, you know, somebody could kind of make the argument like, oh, well, XL needed that. But at the same time, though, XL didn't need a battle Loso. He could have went to Bullpen and battled a Bricks Belvedere or Chef Trey. He could have done so. He could have asked for that. Or a PC, somebody who's been in the league longer. But John John went in his ear and was like, look, this is what I know. Like, he has a vision for each battle and how – at the end of it, if both dudes come with it, this is how it's going to look. This is going to be the impact of it. And XL bought into it. Same thing with DNA. The close range card is genius. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why don't I go ahead and do a card that I personally have went through this same avenue? You know what I'm saying? Like I called out Hitman Holla, got the battle Hitman Holla. I got this classic line. You know what I'm saying? He gave me the shot, so I'm taking it close range, and I bring Hitman Holla down here. I bring Hitman Holla down. You know what I'm saying? We both of us, we have this one of the most historical battles on URL. We go ahead and we host this event, and we I give my young dudes the shot that I had, and let's see if they can do the same thing I did. You know what I'm saying? So now when he talks to DNA, when he talks to B Magic, when he talks to a Danger Zone, like these dudes are coming in and they're like, all right, cool. Let me go ahead and rock with these dudes, and I'll put on because the Atlanta Bullpen. Crowd, like they want to see these vets, but at the same time they want to see these vets do good. Like B Magic has to go out there. If B Magic comes out there, how he's been coming out in all these other battles, and how he actually did his first Bullpen battle, they're gonna boom him right off stage again. They're never gonna see him, but they're gonna give him a shot. Same thing with Danger Zone. Like they love Danger. They love Danger Zone, but he still has to go on that stage and prove what he can do. So I think obviously his relationships with all them dudes. does help, but at the same time, he dresses it up in such a way that they like, oh yeah, definitely, man, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. What's on the table next for you after DNA?
Good question, Timo. You're my brother. I was thinking the same fucking thing. What do you do after DNA is next?
What do you got next?
Yeah, after DNA. So we kind of got a situation going on in bullpen. So where I would be. So right now, how it is for me personally, there's not any other battler. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Right now, like, John and Chris Petty, like, they my managers right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they already kind of put it on the table. We already talk business and stuff like that. So, like, and we trying to put it to a place where, you know, like, even, like, I got, like, merchandise ideas, like a bunch of different things. So, really laying a foundation. But after the DNA battle, y'all going to think I'm crazy. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. But this is just what I feel. I feel like after the DNA battle, if I can garner more attention and I can really, like, solidify myself, like, yeah, like, because the greatest compliment a battle rapper can get, which I've been getting, is two words. He's different. Like, it's not so much like, oh, he got bars, he got this. But if they can tell you that you're different in a world full of battle rappers, like, we have so many. But if the unbiased group on Facebook is telling you, like, yo, you're different, that's a great thing. So for me, if I go ahead and solidify myself as one of the best up and comers right now, and then I beat DNA, me personally. So for instance, Smack is obviously a goal. Like, that's a goal, and John and them know that. But I would not want to do a PG. And let me tell you that. And so I know the whole protocol and everything. I know even like a dude like B-Dot, like, they're even making him follow protocol and stuff like that. That's why the battles haven't went through that what we want to see. But at the same time, I'm not saying like I just want like Rum Nitty or Chess or somebody. But what I'm saying is that I want to get on a Born Legacy card. Like, if I could get on a Born Legacy card after this, that's the goal. And then kind of raise it. But at the same time, though, you know, Bullpen's my home league. Like, Bullpen is the league that I'm helping. I'm working alongside, like, because now obviously they're helping me out. They're branding me. They're doing something with me that I couldn't do for myself, but I want to get that in return. And as my stock grows and people coming through the door, you know what I'm saying, hey, we want to come see a Loso battle. We want to come see – that's always going to be on the table. But for my goal is to do that and, you know, just to see where it takes me, man. So I've been able to meet a bunch of people and just in the past couple of months that are interested in what I got going on. So I don't have like a 5-year plan, obviously, but you know, in the meantime, I definitely like a Born Legacy card would be next for me.
Mm. Now, is it hard to have, like, how do I state this? In the sense of you want to get on Born Legacy, and I don't blame you. You know what I'm saying? Does you and John have that conversation? Like, my goal, my G, like, I'm home team, and I want to be here, of course, but I do want to hit that URL stage. Are those conversations been talked about already?
Yeah, he's actually the one who proposed that. That's his idea.
That's what's up.
Like, yeah, that's Born Legacy isn't – like, I wasn't even thinking – like, I was like, oh, yeah, I'd go ahead and do a PG. You got to think about it. Like, before – like, he was the one who told me not to take the initial PG. He says, just wait. Just give me some time. I know what I'm doing. He was right. I can't even front. But with the Born Legacy, he was like, I want to get you on a Born Legacy. And I think I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we garner so much attention that, like, URL almost feels like, look, if we don't rock with Loso, we're missing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like, this battler is doing too much damage on the outskirts, that his name is gaining. We're seeing his name everywhere to the point that we got to put him on a card because the fans are asking for it. Then that's we've reached the goal. You know what I'm saying? We already got there. So, yeah, but John was the one who proposed it. John was, honestly, like, Born Legacy 3, I was going to fly out there with him. You know what I'm saying? And so he was telling me, I just want to put your face in everybody else's face. Like, I just want you to be seen, like, because people hearing about you, people seeing you on YouTube. But if you stay in the areas where everybody's at, you know, then it'll kind of it'll gain the battle's interest, but also the fans. You know what I'm saying? Like there's fans up there too. So I think I know for me, it's not something like he knows in my head. Because he even asked me, he said, what type of battler do you want to be? Do you want to battle, like, every time? And I kind of see myself, if I kind of, like, playing the career out, I would want to do something like a Sue Surf or like a something like a Sue Surf in the sense of, like, I'm battling, like, 4 or 5 times a year. But every time I'm battling, it's a big deal. You know, it's on a big card. Like, this is a big card. This is – and whether it's anything – but it's a big deal. Like, I'm not just taking – because I don't need – like, I'm not chasing a check. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good with money where I'm at. So it's not like I need to, like, pay my light bill, so I got to go take this battle for $800. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go ahead and wait it out, build my stock, and when I do a battle, like it's a big deal, like, oh, Loso's on this card type of thing. That's what I want. So yeah, the conversation's been had. And we already on the same page. He proposed to me, and I agreed everything. So.
And I seen you and DNA going a lot of trash talk, and I like that shit, Loso.
Yeah. I love it too. It's really, honestly, it's crazy because he didn't think. I don't know if he thought that people were really going to buy into the whole matchup, but I got fans, you know what I'm saying? So when he started seeing that, you know, he hit the follow button on me real quick, and then we started just going back and forth, and he was just like, man, you know, the fans really loving it. And so, obviously, but he knows what's up, you know what I'm saying? I just tweeted one of his tweets. He was just like, you know, he the PG killer, and he, you know, we was rocking back and forth real quick. But I'm excited, man. I don't know. Like you said in the beginning of the interview, you was like, a lot of PGs have tried. You know what I'm saying? I think you said Chess did okay, and I think you
Chess
said
did real good. Let me throw it. I think Chess, to be honest with you, I think Chess and Chef Trez might have done the best. I think Chess number one.
But has
even Chess
has
threw
anybody
up,
beat him?
Chess got busy.
Has anybody beat him?
Woo! I don't think so. I don't think so. Listen, people say I'm biased towards Chess. I thought Chess got busy after he threw up. You know what I'm saying? I thought Chess came the closest. You know what I'm saying? He came the closest. But, I mean, average fan will say, nah, DNA. I mean, you seen him with the hat. The nigga got a hat that says PG Killer on it when he battled Chef Trez and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Streaks got to end, my nigga. It's like the fucking Undertaker at WrestleMania, my nigga. Streaks got to end.
You know what I mean? Hurt a lot of people, man.
So, that's what it is. But Loso, we appreciate you rocking with us, my G. November 5th, my nigga, get busy. I'm going to have you up here right after that motherfucker, man.
Man, y'all got to come out, man. Y'all got to come out to a bullpen event, bro.
We do. And John fuck with me and Timbo so heavy, we got to do that. We got to do that, man.
Yeah, I got to, man. Yeah, he be bringing out. And one thing about John, like, he be bringing out, like, stars, bro. Like, Julio Jones.
Yeah,
Dean
Dupree, my nigga.
Like, yeah, so, like, y'all got to come out and rock, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on, bro. We expect to hear
good
things from the battle and all that, man. Salute to you, brother.
I bet.
Appreciate you, man. All right. Yo, shout out Loso.
What you think, Timbo? I think Loso's dumb nice. I think Loso is dumb nice. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to play with DNA, right. I'm going to say that. And vice versa, DNA's not going to play either because he don't want to lose these little niggas.
I agree with you. And I think you can tell in his voice, though, he doesn't take it lightly. You know what I mean?
Right.
He doesn't take the whole thing lightly. So I think it'll end up being good, man. I'm excited. I think it'll be, like you said, he's something that DNA hasn't seen before in a sense where, you know, it might be a little bit difficult to write, so maybe it's a good thing DNA is already writing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it'll be dope.
And I like
really,
what he said.
Dope.
He's like, yo, I'm not going the approach that to make this debatable. Because I think a lot of young cats, when they get their shot at a certain individual, they just be feeling like, you know what, I'm just, as long as I make this debatable or if I can get one round, I won. That's what's in the back of their subconscious, and that's how I think a lot of these young cats feel. I don't think you should go in battles with that mind, with that train of thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all right. I'm just happy to be here, and you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go through the motions, and if I get a couple haymakers here and there, and ooh, Oz and Dran Tumble was wilding out on PSA, I'm good. No, nigga, that's not good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not good.
You know, I agree. Man. I agree. As much as we like debatables, you know, I think these both of the artists should enter the battle not wanting necessarily a debatable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck that. Why you want a debatable? Try to beat that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you want a debatable because you want a good back and forth and have people having conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But fuck all that. I'm trying to kill
That's
your ass.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it'll be good, man. So, the young dude coming on. Yo, let's get this guest on, man. Very interested in
OBH,
in
the, man. What the fuck? Philly,
hear what
nigga.
He has to say. I think it'll be good, man. College from OBH, man. Let's get him on right now. I think it's gonna be fire. Let's get a sense of what's going on right now in Philly. Let's get him on. What's going on, man? College, what's good?
What's going on, buddy? How you feeling?
What's good, my G?
Appreciate you, man, coming on.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys having me.
My brother, you
Absolutely.
Sound like you're kind of far away. Are you in a speaker?
No, I'm not far away.
Okay, you sounded far away. My brother, first off, are we pronouncing your name right? College? I want to make sure we're pronouncing that right.
Absolutely. Like post-secondary education, college.
Got you. Now, I got introduced to you. Of course, I'm a up north cat, and I fuck with East Coast, Philly. Well, I fuck everybody, first of all. Let me throw that out there. But I got introduced to you from the joint you did with A.R. Ab, Cold War. Now,
Absolutely.
College, I'm an old head. You know what I'm saying? I'm an 80s, 90s baby. So when niggas are spitting that heartfelt shit, that pain rap, like I heard the song you did, the Akon Locked Up shit. Do you think the way you rhyme in this climate with the mumble mouth rap, these rap niggas, I fucks with it, but do you think you fit in the climate with the rest of these bozos?
Absolutely not. The way that I format my music and, you know, like my style of rap is not, you know, in tune with what's going on right now, or what have you. But the thing is, you know, I'm just trying to bring that essence. Like, first and foremost, I'm a hip hop enthusiast. So, you know, I just want to bring that essence of, you know, like the vintage MCing and things like that. I just want to bring that back. So it'll take some time. Things though, we have like, you know, like the turn up kind of thing going on right now, and like how, you know, music is just about like partying and doing drugs and things like that. So it's pretty difficult. And I'm not, you know, I don't do this for like fame and things like that. I do it like out of love, first and foremost. So, you know, it's just pretty difficult. Like I know myself. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be blind and naive with myself. I know I'm not like one of those guys that's like, you know, in the loop with what's going on and things like that. So, you know, I just try to make a difference. I try to give off that, you know, like that positive message and give something that, you know, like the listeners can, you know, like, what am I trying to say?
Air masturbation, basically. Pause. Air masturbation with the lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, <absolutely. laughs> yeah, but it's just about, I just like to have substance. I feel like, like I've tried to make that kind of music, like, on some, like, Ray Shermer type time and things like that. I tried to, you know, I experimented with those kind of songs, and it just feels like me personally that it takes more effort to, you know, make those kind of songs than, you know, stay in my natural element. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty much that.
So here's the next question I got to ask you, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the niggas you hang with, them OBH niggas, these niggas are savages. You seem like a intelligent brother from the bank. How is the affiliation with A.L. Ab and Dark Throw and the rest of these niggas? How did y'all link up? Is it just a Philly thing, or niggas knew each other from the block, or how did that come about?
It's more so a family. It's more so a family thing. You know, we all grew up around each other and together, so it's more so of a family oriented thing versus, you know, just recruiting all kind of different rappers and things like that. It's pretty much, it's mostly all family.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. So, Were you happy when AR got that call from Birdman? And, you know, like,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's big.
Yeah, that's huge, man. And, you know, the thing with that, like, I was extremely happy for that man because he deserves it, man. He deserves every baby that's coming to him because, you know, AR, he takes care of his family, man. He does a lot for those who surround him, those who are around him and everything. You know,
seems like a loyal nigga, college. Am I right? He seems like a loyal-ass nigga. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he is. You know, what he does and what OVH does, they, you know, emphasize and build everything around honor. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, without honor and without loyalty, like, you have nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like people don't put enough emphasis and focus into that nowadays. Like, you have to have, like, you got to live by honor, man. You got to have some type of code of ethics. You feel what I'm saying? So, we build a lot and emphasize on that honor thing. So, yeah, that's pretty much what it is, man. Family first. You got to honor your brother, honor your family, honor your friends. Everything is just about honor, and then everything else will fall in line. So that's what we go off of.
Now,
yep.
I got to ask you, my nigga. You from Philly.
Sure.
What's your take on all this Beans, Meek shit, my nigga? What's your take on all what's going back at home turf, my G? What's your take on all this shit?
Honestly, I just got caught up with all that stuff because, you know, I honestly don't be in that loop. I be, like, doing, like, my own little thing. I be in my own little world, man. But it's like, you know, like, we got to do better, man. You know, as a unit, it doesn't look, you know, good on, you know, this city because from the outside looking in, it just looks like there's a lot of, like, snake stuff going on because, you know, one minute people together and the next minute people going at each other. So that doesn't look good from the outside looking in, and that could be bad for business, you know what I'm saying? Because little do people know, the light was on Philly for, like, quite some time now, and that little stunt that was pulled was, like, not a good look for the city, you feel what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn, y'all just was, you know, teaming up and everything and being consultants to each other, and now, you know, like, y'all fighting each other and things like that. So it's just not a good look, and at the same time, I'm not surprised because, you know, like, people be on fake stuff, so, you know what I mean? I'm to the point where I'm not surprised with anything.
Who do you feel was in the wrong in this situation, though, as far as what Beans did? You know, knowing the relationship that he had with Game, should he have even gone in that studio to do anything with that diss track?
He was somewhat wrong. You know, I feel like if you did have a relationship with Game or what have you, it was like you should have kept it that way and stayed out of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
I understand you from Philly, and you what you want to do is you know, like, back up the guys that's from your city and things like that. But you have to. It's one thing to, like, give advice and things like that, but, you know, don't throw yourself on because you actually had a vocal on the diss track, which insinuated that you were jumping in it and, you know, taking a shot. It's like if me and you having a – or if you and another guy having a problem and he makes a diss track about you and I say something on that diss track, you're going to think that I'm on his team, right or wrong.
Absolutely.
So you definitely insinuated that you wanted to, you know, like, you took sides with that guy. So it was pretty much like you were in the wrong for that. And then to, you know, come out and say you don't have a problem with this person after you jumped on the diss track and everything.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird. It was like it makes you look like not so real. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one to judge anybody, but it just, you know. It kind of lowers your morale. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Especially the kind of reputation, you know, somebody like BD Siegel has. You know, you got everything, you know. Like I said, it's just no honor.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, you said something earlier to me and Timbo about the outside looking in. From the outside looking in, you're in the city. How do the fans, the average fan, the hip-hop head that lives in Philadelphia, feel about Meek? Is it a respect factor? Is it? Because he comes off to me, Meek, that people in Philly hate him, but I don't think niggas hate him. I think niggas probably don't like the way he moves. So to him, it looks like niggas are hating on him, but I don't think niggas be hating on him, because when Beans, the Roots, and all these other niggas are holding Philly down, niggas wasn't hating on Beans, when Beans and the Rock and Petey and these niggas and Freeway, Sparks and these niggas. Niggas are showing these niggas love. So what's the pulse in the city for Meek?
That's an interesting question. Now, it's two things with that. One, people don't like the way that he moves for the most part. He does things in sort of a way like, okay, you know, him coming up here, he didn't always have the light, and he it was kind of a thing where he might have felt neglected at times. So when he came up. You know, he felt like he felt the need to, you know, it seemed as if he was, you know, trying to be better than everybody and throw it in people's face. And, you know, like,
right,
people wasn't digging that because, you know, if you somebody that, like, you know what I mean, came from the bottom, then you know how it feels. You get what I'm saying? So
yep.
You're supposed to always stay down to earth, not move in such a way that I'm doing this and I'm shitting on y'all. Like, if you listen to a lot of his lyrics, mm-hmm. it's always be a lot of shitting on this and shitting on that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't dig that. And that the second part to that question where was I at? I almost got off track.
just the pulse with him. You know what I'm saying? He's always coming up like people hate him. And it might be a percentage of people that hate him and want to be in the spot that he has and have the light that he has. But sometimes, I fuck with me, but sometimes it feels like, woe is me as a fan, as a hip-hop fan. That's how he's looking on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a hate thing. Sometimes, like me personally, sometimes I feel as if, you know, some issues are being reached at. Like, on the tip, like, do you want somebody to be, like, hate on you and stuff like that? Like, that's how I be looking at it sometimes. I often look at it like, damn, why do you put so much energy into, you know, like, trying to feel that people are hating on you? Like, that shouldn't even matter. You dig what I'm saying? Just do your job. And, I mean, because haters going, like, be there regardless.
Of course.
So, like,
yeah.
You just stating the obvious and, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know, it's pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
What we heard from Ab was that it was more so a when Meek blew up, he didn't necessarily come back and bring all those people. He said, I did it, threw it in people's face, fuck you guys, like, I made it. Like, kind of like that type of mentality about it. But this is kind of what Ab said. He was like, yo, he didn't come back. He didn't bring people that he necessarily came up with. He burned bridges more so when he really blew up.
Right. Like,
you know?
Like I mentioned, like, that sense of, like, I gotta shit on y'all because y'all shitting on me. It's like sort of like that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, my thing is, it's about being to me, you know, everybody don't have these kind of morals, but my thing is, like, it's about being a bigger person. Like, I'm the kind of person, like, you could snake me out and I would still forgive you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just the kind of heart I got. But you know, everybody like that. So it's like, I can't really judge them. Yeah, you know, everybody has their reasons for doing, you know, and moving the ways that they do. So I can't really.
Yeah.
I can't expect
people to do what you do and feel how you feel.
Absolutely. Because I can feel how I'm feeling. And then, like, he can be like, well, you don't know how, like how would I know? Like, until, you know, I get to that level and have that kind of, like, money and stuff, I don't know, like, how I would be. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I may feel different. I may not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's an argument. It's something that we could debate all night about.
When the whole thing with Drake happened, when that whole beef happened, and then
when you hear Drake drop that track and say, I'm in, rolling in the race playing AR ad, were you guys just like, what the fuck? Were you guys like super surprised that he said that? And
I could tell you about that. When that record came out, I got waking up. We were asleep in the studio. Actually, ARF studio, because he went out and bought a studio. And, you know, we used to, like, stay there mm-hmm. overnight and record all night and stuff. But we were asleep, and it was about mm-hmm. 4 a.m., and one of my friends got the phone call and was like, yo, Drake just shouted ARF out. And I was like, y'all, like, I didn't believe it. I was like, y'all lying.
Yeah.
So then we got up at about 7 o'clock. You know, we went back to sleep because, like, I really didn't believe it. So we got up at about 7 a.m., went on YouTube. You know, the track was up there. We listening. I drove in and Riz playing ARF. I was like, wow, like, that was just amazing. Like, the biggest hip-hop artist in America, in the world right now. You know, he just shouted out. So that just gave me, like, I was smiling real, real hard inside because that just let me know, like, damn, like, people watching, man. And I feel like people been watching. You know,
but did you feel a way, though, like Drake did that? He pulled a chess card by doing that because he knows Ab and Meek at the time probably weren't seen eye to eye.
Absolutely. You know, Drake is smart.
Smart-ass nigga, fam. Real talk.
Yeah. And now I'm looking at him on a tip like I kind of don't feel him for doing that because my thing is like, all right, how you did that and you caused tension between those two guys
mm-hmm.
in the city, and you don't have to be here in this city to, like, you know what I mean, catch the end result of that. Like, you did that, and, you know, like, you visited here, like, prior to that. You've been here a few times, and, you know, like, you never, like, broke my man out or shouted out. And on top of that, not only have you been here after that, but you performed back-to-back here in Philadelphia and didn't bring, you know, ARF out. So my thing with that was, like, that definitely was a chess move. And now, to me, you don't look like, you know what I mean? I was kind of honoring you. I thought you was like a real, like, I'm looking at him like, oh, he a real nigga, this, that, and the third. Now it's just like, I'm kind of not feeling him because if, you know what I'm saying, if you don't do nothing halfway. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be, you know, down to earth and you're going to have some honor, really have some honor, you know what I'm saying? Don't put on a front about it. Like, bring my man out or something. I ain't saying y'all got to do a song, take a million pictures for Instagram or something. But just have some honor and bring him out. We all know that you know about him. We all know that you know him. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, have some honor and bring him out because you could have at least did that because you caused that tension between these two guys, unnecessary tension, because one thing about Ab, right? Every time it's beef and stuff like that, for some reason people always drag this guy into it. Always. Mm-hmm. It's almost like people need to have his two cents in it. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's real, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, what you got going on before you wrap up? What you got going on, man? Music, what you got going on? Mixtape?
I actually have, like, a EP that I'm working on right now that I'm trying to format a short film with that. So it's going to be a five-track EP with a short film with it. Each video is going to be, like, 11 minutes or what have you. Hosted by a good friend of mine, Theodore Grahams. I'm going to have him direct it. And it's going to be pretty dope. I've just been trying to do things differently, like having different beats and things like that, different kind of features. I'm not like really doing a lot of rap features. I'm doing like features with a lot of singers and things like that. So you know, I'm just trying to just take a different route. My whole thing is just off exclusiveness. So, you know, everything is just about being exclusive and different.
Is there any way you can get to can you get to Hot 97? Fuck Master Flex got all these other niggas going up there dropping freestyles, this, that, and the third. Can you get up there and drop a 16? I mean, how can we get you up to Hot 97 and let you spit some bars, my G? You know what I mean?
Man, I feel like I just gotta apply myself a little more. It's always, you know, it's always room to work harder. You know what I'm saying? Anytime my thing, what that keeps me going is, anytime you feel like you're doing your best or you at your best, you always can better your best. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just gotta work a little harder, and you know, put myself on a stage of display. That'll, you know, open up more barriers and things like that and get me seen. So it's just more work. It's just more hard work. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to work a little harder.
Before we let you go, we like to do this, put people on the spot there, my G. You got any bars?
Absolutely. I got something for y'all.
The floor is yours. Do you?
I'll say no more. All right, check this out. I said, I keep some Iron Man at a down name like Robert Jr. Tropic Thunder, that'll give a cracker black man numbers. Convinced that the man doesn't love us. They let us get a month after they take 300 years from us. Rolling Stone laying down my hat again. Wink like Con Edison. Here he goes with that again. I'm chipped up with a pimp cup. Illiterate niggas is like shit. What? Confused when I bring these Jews like Bob Mitzvahs. Toast like L'chaim when I post up in rhyme. I don't dare decline. I'm way too inclined. Little son, you should go and say your I fathers. Stunting in Balenciagas, make a chicken holler. Ask Dizzy, yes, Tay, my connect come from Guatemala. You on ice like Olympic figures. I work the house, I'm a different nigga. This is not a workout tape. It's a different type of aerobic when I light and tote it, which I could switch lives with Frey for a couple moments. To hug his mom, probably get some pussy. They'd stab me in the back because in my eyes, they'd be scared to look me. You know what I'm saying? That's the that I wrote not too long ago.
Fam, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. You know what I'm saying? When you drop that EP, please holler at us, and we know what I'm saying. We all promote that shit, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I really appreciate y'all having me tonight.
College, man. Shout out to you, my G.
Appreciate it. Shout out to you.
Appreciate you,
brother. What's the name of the station, buddy?
PSA Podcast, my G. PSA Podcast, man. PSA Radio.
PSA Broadcast?
Broadcast. PSA Radio, PSA Podcast, whatever you want to call it, my G.
Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I gotta make sure. Yeah, I gotta make sure that I stay tuned in to y'all. So you know, everything is about networking and building relationships. So
that's
I love
it.
To build relationships with y'all. And, you know, like support y'all and tune into you know what y'all have going on. So
we appreciate, it, but we do battle rap and hip hop and sports, my G. So you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So you know, in return, I would love to, you know, just. Keep everything going with y'all and support y'all and, you know, check y'all show out when y'all have it. So, you know,
right,
we
appreciate it.
Word up. Absolutely. I appreciate y'all. You know, we have each other's Twitter information and everything. So, you know, we can stay, you know, updated with things like that however we can.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Let's
do it, man.
But on that note, man, I appreciate y'all for having me, buddies.
You are ready, college, man. I'll shout out to you, my brother.
Word up, man. Y'all take it easy, man. Y'all right. Be careful out there. Have a good night.
You already.
You too, man. Appreciate
word
it.
Word up, man.
All right.
Absolutely, man. Anytime, bro.
Holler.
You already.
All right. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Word up.
Timbo.
Salute. Yes, sir.
We got 6 minutes. Can we talk about this Breakfast Club thing?
Let's talk about the Breakfast Club thing, man.
What did you think, my G?
Look, man. First of all, I didn't even know he was going on the show. I didn't know.
That was shocking, right?
Beans. I had no idea Beans was going to be up there, nothing like that. Now, first of all, you guys going up there, you guys got to know how Charlemagne is. Like, you got to understand it. Like, this is how he is. I personally don't think Charlemagne said anything crazy. Like, out of pocket, I guess you can say. He gave his opinion on what he felt went down. He thought it was a kind of, a hater move of what Beans was saying on taxes, podcast, and this and that, and whatever was going on. There was just a lot of backtracking going involved. You know, you put Beans in that situation, I'm sure he's going to do that. He's going to kind of flip out and, you know, get on Charlemagne about that. But, I mean,
it didn't give me like a new perspective on anything that went on. I still
right.
thought he, you know, he. I think he fucked up. He knew him and Game were in a cool place. So what are you gonna? Why are you gonna get on a diss track? Like what? Why? Why are you gonna do that? And then
no.
how whack it looks going at your own people in your own city, who you hopped on a diss track with, and
talk
then
about
all
it.
This shit happened. It's just like yo, it's weak as fuck to me, man. Like that's not being that all these other people knew. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like yo. I'm the biggest Beans fan. I grew up on Beans. Well, not the case, but this is just, like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just out of character, I guess. It was kind of weak as fuck to me.
Here's the thing. I agree with everything you said, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
out the door, to the comment you made about Charlamagne, I see people attacking Charlamagne on social media. My nigga, what do you want the man to do, bruh? I mean,
yeah.
we want the people that, when they're not there live in the studio, we want you to say the same shit you've been saying about the same individuals you have issues with when they're not there. So when they come in studio,
mm-hmm.
as a hip-hop fan, I don't want you switching up your words and shit, how you felt previous before now they come on the show. Now you want to switch up and not say how the fuck you feel. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
And no shade to Angela Yee or DJ Envy. We know Charlamagne has to play the bad guy. Somebody has to play the asshole. Somebody has to play the troll god. You know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to you, my nigga. But, my nigga, first of all, let me talk about them diss tracks. Listen, man, we got to keep it real, OG. I love Beans like the next nigga, but I don't like none of them diss tracks. I'm not going to disrespect this man. I mean, he had his lung out, you know what I'm saying, so his voice has changed. I'm not even talking about his voice. I'm just talking about the bars, like, if you're talking about diss tracks, my nigga, these tracks that you dropping on Meek, my nigga, them shits are not hard at all. Then you have some song called Gang, 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 Gang. Like, my nigga, I'm not trying to hear that, Beans. None of them joints move me like that. You go in there and say Charlamagne's not qualified. Let's really look at that word qualified. Who has to be qualified to have an opinion and seeing what's in their fucking peripheral vision? Beans, to me, you flip-flopping, my nigga. Like Timbo said, it's a flip-flop, bro. Like, Tim just said it. You cool with Game, but you decided to jump on his track with Meek and O'Malley to show brotherly love. Pun intended, because city brotherly love, whatever, this, that, and the third. But in the back of your brain, you feel that Meek is not a real nigga, but you went to work with a nigga that you feel that's not a real nigga? Like, what does that say about you? Like, I don't want to be affiliated with niggas I don't necessarily fuck with. I don't care if they're from New York or not. A lot of New York rappers I don't fuck with. A lot of New York rappers I don't like. So let's not, to me, that was weak. You know what I'm saying? And then you calling Game and Whack on the phone. And, like, to me, you up there backpedaling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that shit, bro. You saying you ghostwrite for Melly and Meek. And nobody called you to jump on the joint, though, Bean. So that's the thing, Timbo. If anybody calling you to jump on the track, you willing to jump on the track and you're cool with niggas in Cali? That shit don't make no sense.
I don't know, man. It doesn't make any sense. And then, like you said, calling Whack up, let's you know,
converse
this, blah, blah, blah. He did cop, no question. No question. And, man, I'm over it. I don't even like this beef no more. I just saw that there was a song, the Gang Gang song. I'm not trying.
Nah.
I'm probably not even gonna listen to that shit.
I'm not feeling that shit, bro. I'll keep it real, Beans, man. You know what I'm saying? Old time Charlamagne's talking to him, Timbo. If you could just read Charlamagne's facial expressions. Listen, I didn't go to Body Language University, my nigga. But the nigga looked like, yo, he looked at Beans like, my nigga, you're full of shit, bro. Like, he just said you're full of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Beans? And
I agree.
You're a legend, yes, my nigga. Love you to death, Beans. Here's the thing with Charlamagne. I do want to say that I think people are picking on Beans in a sense now, because it's easy to pick on Beans because he's an OG now. You see niggas snuffing him, duffing him out, this, that, and the third, man. Shit looking crazy in Philly. We just had college up here. The city looking crazy. Drake made the city look crazy. Game now made Philly look crazy. I don't know, bro. Shit just weird to me, son. Shit crazy, man.
Dean, just stop it. Stop it, Dean. You're good. Just stop. We don't need it. That's it. That's it.
Crazy,
that's it.
Man.
We good. I'm sorry, Dean, for something on this one. I hope this shit is over. I hope this whole beef is over, all that stuff, man, to be honest with you.
I just don't want nobody to get in touch with them. Just keep it to the raps. Just keep it to the raps and shit. Now, if you're Meek, do you do the same thing Drake did with Joe Budden and you don't respond, or do you respond? Because basically, Beans did the same thing Joe Budden did.
Are you talking about, or does he respond to, does Meek respond to Beanie?
Right.
No, he's not going to respond to Beanie Siegel, bro.
Oh, come on, son. Don't do that to Beans, Timbo. Beans still that nigga.
These tracks are whack as fuck, bro. Like, okay, Good Night wasn't bad, actually. I kind of like Good Night.
It wasn't bad.
I'm not going to lie.
But it wasn't hard. Good Night. It wasn't fire.
But, man, listen, though. He doesn't have that in his system. He can't do that anymore. You know, he doesn't have the urge. Like, he dudes on one lung, man. I don't think he has that.
Oh, damn. Come on, son.
And then you got Meek screaming, you got Beans whispering. This isn't a fucking beat that I want to entertain. You got Meek over here screaming. You got one side and the other, man. I'm good. I'm done. I don't need that shit in my life.
Hey, quick question. How mad is High 97 that they didn't get that interview?
Man, why are you going to go there, bro?
I just got to keep it real. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? I thought it was an eye interview. I mean, Beans looked aggravated. He looked like he knew he was getting trolled. He looked like he wanted to put hands on Charlamagne if he had the opportunity to. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne got to ask the questions, bro. He got to ask these questions. I don't always agree with Charlamagne. And let me tell you niggas, I fucks with Beans Siegel. But, my nigga, if you're doing some suspect shit, I call a spade, my nigga. That shit look crazy.
That's a spade. I agree with you. I hope the beef is over. I don't want to hear another diss track. Please, Beanie, just put it to rest, bro. Like, it's done. We're good. I don't need to hear another track from you. Meek, the ball is in your court, but I'm personally hoping that you don't even respond. Because then that means we get another Beanie Siegel track, and then I'm good off that.
Yeah. That's what it is.
And the beat,
shout out,
man,
to Loso,
PSA,
shout out
Radio,
to College, man, PSA Radio,
yes.
PSA Podcast. Boys back in the building, man. You're ready, man.
We don't promote the beats here, but we will talk about it. Shout out my bro Dre. Loso. College coming on the show, man. Three segments. We out of this bitch. My bro Dre, Three Letterman, take us out, my G.
Man, you already know what it is, man. PSA Radio, man. Boys in the building, man. Shout out to my bro Timbo. You already know what it is, man.
Yes, sir. We out.
Easy.